I'd like to call this council and committee meeting to order. Madam Clerk, the roll call, please.
Your Worship, all members of council are present, save and except Councillor McDermott, who is ill this evening.
Thank you. There are no announcements. There is no addendum this evening. Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. On 7.2 for land committee minutes, number 2.7, request to purchase Princeton Avenue, west side of Buffalo Road. I have a conflict as relatives are looking to purchase that.
Thank you. Any others? There being none, then there's public notice with respect to public meetings. Three of them, in fact. The first relates to the food trucks refreshment vehicle, consideration of expanding the business licensing to allow more food trucks in town. That is scheduled for Monday, February the 22nd at 6 p.m. here in the Town Hall Council Chambers. With respect to the adoption of the 2006 General Levy Operating and Capital Budget, there'll be a public, the notice is that we intend to adopt that 2016 General Levy Operating and General Capital Budget by bylaw on Monday, February the 22nd. And anyone wishing to make a presentation may register with the clerk's office by Thursday, February the 18th, 2016 at 3 p.m. And we also have some public notice with respect to appointments to fill vacancies on committees. Currently we have vacancies on the Crystal Beach Improvement Area Board of Management, the Fort Erie Environmental Advisory Committee, Museum and Cultural Heritage Advisory Committee, and the deadline for applying to the clerk for any of those is February 24th, which is a week from Wednesday at 4 p.m. There are no public meetings scheduled this evening. That takes us to the consent agenda. Are there any items that anyone wishes to remove from the consent agenda? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we have to remove the item. We'll remove item 7 CAO 03 slash LC 04 2016, and we'll deal with that separately. That leaves the other two reports in the package. Could I have a mover then for the consent agenda items that remain? Councillor Butler. See, you're away for a week now. It's not you, it's me, believe me. So one of the reports that we have in the consent agenda package is the Fort Erie Water Distribution System Annual Water Quality Report and Annual Water Utility Summary Report. And very good news in the report. And I wanted to congratulate the town staff, the team that works in our water and wastewater division. Excellent work to make sure that we have safe water in this community and that our systems function efficiently and to the highest standards. So are there any questions with respect to either of the reports in the package? Any comments? Call the question. All those in favor of the consent agenda as amended? Favor? Opposed? That is carried. So we'll go back to CAO 03 slash LC 04. Can I have a move from that item 2.7. We don't need to have a resolution for that, Madam Clerk, or do you prefer that we do that? But we'll delete item 2.7 and we'll deal with that. Why don't we deal with that right now? Anyone have any questions with respect to item 2.7? Or I guess we should have a mover for that. Questions on that particular item in the Land Committee minutes? If there are none, all those in favor of approving that item? None opposed, that is carried. So then a motion to approve the balance of that report or the recommendations contained therein. Any questions or comments with respect to that? Councillor Lubritz.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. In the minutes in Appendix 1, the first item that was there deals with
Glen Olden Road Allowance.
And in the past, there's been a lot of people that live along the whole laneway, that whole road allowance, that have requested to purchase the property adjacent to their homes. And there is a drain that runs through there. And I'm just wondering if this is something that we're going to be looking at to sell pieces off when individuals come forward. I'm wondering if we might be able to just offer it to the other people that live along there and then maintain the portion that the drain is under and make like a sidewalk, some with a walking lane, a stone walking lane or something, so that we can keep the drain for the town and then sell off the other portions.
So you're talking about a storm sewer, I believe, that is referred to in the minutes.
Yes.
Madam Clerk, any comments with respect to the question raised by Councillor Lubert regarding the sale of the balance of the road allowance? You're talking specifically about Glen Olden?
Glen Olden, yes.
So there are other people that might be interested in acquiring parts of it?
Yes, there's been a lot of people requesting the purchase where they're abutting.
First thing they should do is communicate with the municipality. Clerk, I see you directed me to Mr. Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On this, the original offer way back quite a few months ago was to purchase the entire untraveled portion. That was denied because there is a storm sewer under here. So what the offer is now takes into account the storm sewer. So we don't want to sell any more because we have infrastructure underneath here. And I believe there's an overland drainage course as well traveling through here.
Cook it.
Through your worship to the councillor, that's something we can look at. We can compile a drawing. I believe what you're looking at, councillor, is the other portions of the unopened road allowance, and if there's a possibility that we may be able to sell off other portions to adjacent property owners but maintain an easement for the storm sewer. That's definitely something we can look at. We can put together a drawing and maybe take it the next step further and see if those adjacent properties are interested in purchasing those. And then the second part of your question was maybe creating a walkway or a path. That's something that we could look at as well, keep it a granular path, a walking link between different streets, and just keep that walking path over the easement. So we can look into that for you.
Yes, thank you very much. That's exactly what I was hoping that we could look at, because I know it wasn't like the previous council, but the one before that, when we were dealing with Bay Beach and we were dealing with parking and everything, it was brought up that possibly that could be a parking area, but apparently that's off the books now. And I know that there was a lot of people along that whole Glen Olden lane that expressed interest in purchasing, because they maintain it most of the time anyway. So if we could get something there and maybe take a look at offering it to them and then maintaining the part that our drainage is in.
You might also indicate if there are people that are interested that they should let the town know. They could do that in writing. We'll have, that's kind of working towards the inventory that Mr. Cookett's talking about.
Well, I haven't had any correspondence with any of the people lately.
Right,
this,
but if
this
you
was
do.
Years ago. So I'm hoping that we could contact them and say, you know, we're willing to look at it.
And that's what Mr. Cook had suggested. But if you know that there are people, or if people contact you, suggest that they also.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions with respect to the balance? Councillor Passero.
Yes, Mayor Redekop. Regarding outstanding land matters for discussion number 3, the OLV redevelopment project. I raise this every couple of weeks regarding the pending infrastructure work we have going on there and our reluctance to seem to be able to get any answers from the school board regarding parking improvements or a land swap with the region. Do we have any updates? I notice in the minutes it states that the project's being tendered within the next couple of weeks. I'd like to get a hold of this before the horse leaves the barn. And if the school board and the region are not playing ball on this, then we need to do something as an in-house solution. I don't want this to get too far down the road.
I don't think the region's a problem. I think it's the school board. Mr. Brady, have you had any further communication with the school board?
To answer your question directly, Mr. Mayor, I spoke briefly to the lawyer that represents the school board on these matters and let him know that the town has interest, and more importantly, that the region has an interest. He has passed that along to the staff at the school board, but it, again, nothing is moving forward. The school board needs to take a motion or a report to its board that declares this property as surplus. My knowledge, they have not done that.
I had a meeting with Mr. Crocco and the chair of the board probably last June, because I believe it was near the end of the school year, into that issue at that time. I know that there's been periodic communication with them since. So I'll try to reach Mr. Crocco again to perhaps impress upon him the significance of the timing of this, because we're going to be moving forward with work at some point, and our sense to try to coordinate this all at once. And as I understand it, Mr. Brady, it's not the region that's creating any difficulties. So far, the only recalcitrance has been...
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. The region is very willing to acquire a portion of the property that the school board owns, and then would convert it to a parking lot, I believe, for their facility in that location, which we support and we encourage as well. But the school board has to decide that they want to sell it. And I've certainly talked to a number of people there. I know the mayor has talked to a number of people there. I'm not certain that it's that important to them.
Councilor Becerra.
Yeah, and the one thing that makes me more nervous is the fact that when you go through the surplus property, the first item on the list is to offer that to the coterminous board, and there's a waiting period that has to come and go before it even gets offered to the region. So weeks, if not months, are slipping by, and if they don't seem to have any interest in it whatsoever at this point, I'm not sure what interest there may be in a few weeks from now. So my concern is what our drop-dead date is for finding the in-house solution for some on-street parking or an additional kind of cut curb area. There's room to do it, but where do we take this if we don't get an answer back in the next couple weeks, month maybe? Maybe Mr. Walsh can let us know when we could affect some change.
Mr. Walsh.
For you, Mr. Mayor, the on-street parking or slip-off parking that you spoke of has been accommodated into the plans that are going for tender. You and I spoke about that about a year ago.
Yes.
So that's well underway, and that'll be incorporated. It's just the off-road allowance stuff, parking facilities that need to be straightened out here.
Okay, excellent. So the tender will include the ability for maybe 4, 5, 6 cars, similar to what we did on Birdie Street adjacent to Douglas Memorial Hospital?
Similar, but not to that volume. We could only squeeze in 2 or 3.
Okay. That may be enough just to make the difference, but priority in plan A would be this land swap between the region and the school board. But if in the absence of that, then I'm happy with the 2 or 3, and then we can help to appease those residents who can't seem to get in and out of their driveways for the cars coming and going. Thank you, Mayor Ritica.
Any other questions or comments with respect to the balance of the land committee minutes? Councillor Luberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. On new business item 3, they talk about there was a request for to rent parking spaces, and I'm assuming this is the same individual that I had spoken with about this. And I'm wondering if it's possible that we could get something, maybe a report from staff to maybe identify properties that are owned by the town that we might be able to offer, not just in Crystal Beach, but throughout the town with our core areas inside our community improvement plan areas. I think this might be something that will come up in different areas of the town as well. And maybe we could offer other off-site parking for residential units above commercial property.
As I understand it, Councilor Huberts, there's a couple of opportunities that arise out of this situation and similar situations across the town. And I know that Mr. Brady is going to be speaking to not only the individual in Crystal Beach, but also some other individuals in other parts of town that could be affected. Would it be your intention, Mr. Brady, to eventually provide us with a report outlining what the potential alternatives are and then identifying the lots that we do have available that could be utilized for whichever purpose?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we have already started to do the work that will bring a report to council in the near future that will outline a series of alternatives to deal with parking for residential areas in our downtown cores as they would try to intensify them. What I've reached out to the Jarvis BIA, the Bridgeburg BIA. I've gotten a little bit of information back from them. And as I was talking to Phil Smith today through email, the issue isn't completely simple, and I don't think that one solution is the way to go with this. So we're going to bring back a range of solutions for council to consider, and then we're going to ask council to send those out through our report to the BIAs and to other interested parties to get some input. And what I'm hoping the ultimate solution will be is that we'll provide what I like to refer to as a palette of options for people to deal with parking and the need for additional parking for residential. We want to encourage intensification in the downtowns. People want to do that at the present time. I think we have to find some solutions for them.
Councilor Huberts?
Yes, thank you very much. Just as long as the report's coming forward, that'll be fine. Thanks.
Is there an estimated time approximation on that?
I believe the discussion I had with planning staff is I'm hoping to get an information report to council in April.
Thank you. Any other questions with respect to these minutes? Being none, then I'll call the question. All those in favor of the recommendations? Opposed? That is carried. That takes us to infrastructure services, and I'll hand the chair over to Councillor Huberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. We have no presentations and no delegations this evening, and we have no reports either. So that brings us into new business and inquiries. Does anybody have any new business or any inquiries, save and except for the snow removal? Seeing none, the business status report, any comments or questions? Seeing none, infrastructure services is now in recess. I'll turn the chair back over to Mayor Redica.
Thank you very much, Councillor Huberts. That was
very well done.
That takes us to corporate services, Councillor Zanko.
And I think I'm going to follow my colleagues at. We don't have any presentations. There's no reports. I'm not sure, does any member of council have any business inquiries? Seeing none, does any member of council have any questions regarding the business status report? Corporate services is now closed. I hand the chair back to you.
Thank you, Councillor Zanko. That was even faster than Councillor Huberts. Are there any meetings scheduled that anyone would like to announce? Councillor Huberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Wednesday evening, there's an Environmental Advisory Committee meeting at 5:30 here at the Town Hall.
Tomorrow night?
17th, Wednesday, yes, tomorrow night. And there's also a Communities in Bloom meeting on Thursday, February 18th at 5:30 in Conference Room 1 as well.
Any other meetings? Okay, if there aren't any, then I'll entertain a motion for us to go into closed session to deal with the matter referred to regarding a preliminary report from the Ombudsman. Zero. Any questions or comments? All those in favor? That is carried. Okay, we're back in to open session, and we need a resolution that council and committee arise from closed session, reconvene from closed session at 6:34 p.m. with report that staff proceed as directed. We'll give Councillor Lubert an opportunity on that. Any questions or comments? All those in favor of the resolution? That is carried. Councillor Nutt, I'm going to put you back to where the universe says you should
be. Council and committee for the Town of Fort Erie hereby adjourns at 6:35 p.m. to reconvene in the regular next council meeting on February 22nd, 2016 at 6 p.m.
Thank you. All those in favor? That is carried. Thank you.